In this bulletin, New South Wales police seize $77 million worth of heroin, concerns over an Australian-Chinese writer arrested in China, and the remains of the first man to circumnavigate Australia, Captain Matthew Flinders, are found. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. Four men have been arrested for smuggling over $77 million worth of heroin to Sydney from Malaysia. Australian Border Force officers found 150 kilograms of heroin inside air cargo that arrived in Sydney this month. Police found an additional 35 kilograms of methamphetamine and more than $200,000 in cash in raids across Sydney. New South Wales police say the bust reflects a growing drug culture that needs to be addressed.
That highlights the problem for us. While ever there's a market here, while ever there are people willing to buy the product and use it, we have a problem. We need to do something and address demand. Now that starts with education, training and treatment.
It is the largest heroin bust in Australia in around 10 years, according to New South Wales Police. The Australian government is trying to ensure China's arrest of Chinese-Australian writer Yang Hengjun is valid. China's foreign ministry says Mr. Yang has been detained on charges of engaging in criminal activities that endanger China's national security. Australia is attempting to gain consular access to Mr. Yang. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says there's no evidence Mr. Yang's case is linked to a recent dispute on similar terms between Canada and China.
I'd be concerned if there was an indication of that. So we are calling on the Chinese authorities to ensure that this matter is dealt with transparently and fairly.
Defence Minister Christopher Pyne is in Beijing and says he will raise the issue when he meets his Chinese counterpart. More than 100 Ford workers in Victoria will lose their jobs as the carmaker shifts some of its engineering work to the United States. Workers across Ford bases in Broadmeadows, Lara and Geelong will be affected. Ford ended more than 90 years of car manufacturing in Victoria in October 2016 when it closed manufacturing plants at Broadmeadows and Geelong, leaving about 600 people without jobs. The plant closures were followed by similar moves by Holden and Toyota in 2017. Tasmanians are bracing for a day of severe fire risk, with residents in south and central parts of the state being told to leave their homes. The Tasmanian Fire Service says temperatures in the high 30s and wind gusts of up to 90 kilometres per hour are likely to fan dozens of fires already burning across the state. Eight new fires started yesterday, adding to 50 others. Approximately 64,000 hectares of land have been burned. The remains of the first European to circumnavigate Australia, Captain Matthew Flinders, have been found 170 years after they disappeared. The English navigator's coffin was found at the St James's Burial Ground at Euston Station in London by archaeologists working on England's high-speed rail project. Captain Flinders is famous for sailing the HMS Investigator around Australia in the early 19th century with Englishman George Bass and Indigenous man Bungari. The voyage proved to Europe that Australia was one continent and not two separate landmasses. And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 27 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower and a top of 31. Melbourne, windy with an afternoon cool change expected and a top of 44 degrees. Hobart, very hot with a possible storm and 37. Canberra, hot and sunny and 39. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 28. Sydney, becoming sunny and 29. Newcastle, becoming sunny and 31. Brisbane, a possible morning shower and 32. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awosti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.